This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Federal scientists are rejecting the idea of removing lower Snake River dams, giving much-anticipated relief to those opposed to dam breaching. After giving public support to Washington Governor Inslee's proposal for removing the dams to save migrating salmon, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says he invited Oregon Governor Kate Brown for a tour of Ice Harbor Dam.
I thought it'd be a really good thing for Governor Brown to come to Washington State to go with me to tour a dam to see all of the things that have been done and being worked on to improve the passage of salmon through our dams. It's truly amazing.
Newhouse gives much of the credit to the new turbines being installed in the dams.
The passage through the turbines is over 98.5% survivability by salmon, and they're more efficient. They can respond quicker to the needs of the power grid. Just a lot of positives about the modernization of the dams that is taking place.
Newhouse says all of the region's decision makers could benefit from a dam tour.
I've not heard back from the governor's office yet, so we'll let you know when and if we do. But I'm looking forward to, if she does come, a very good day to be able to spend with her and talk about the challenges that we have in the river system and how we're stepping up to meet those challenges.
A public review and comment period for the EIS runs until April 13th, and Newhouse encourages everyone to make their voices heard.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.